Becoming a greater you can be a daunting prospect, and I happen to think it's also the key that brings with it the greatest fulfillment. The act of getting beyond the fear and out of your comfort zone makes you feel really proud of yourself, and it makes you wonder what else might be possible for you if you could do that thing that scared you that you didn't think you could do. It opens up new possibilities that you hadn't considered before. I love it. I also know how difficult it can be to get out of your comfort zone. On the one hand, you have that little inquisitive voice that says, I wonder what it would be like to... Can we see if we can find out? And on the other hand, there's a much louder voice that shouts it down with, what on earth do you want to do that for? It's so nice and cosy here where we are. Why would you want to leave? What if X, Y, and Z happens? How terrible would that be? And that voice is the biggest killer of ambition, possibility, and achievement ever. And it needs to be told to pipe down a lot more often. I'm a mindset coach. As far as I'm concerned, you can do pretty much anything if you put your mind to it. And if you can train your thinking to help you rather than hinder you, because it is pretty much always your mind that is the biggest obstacle in your way. So, let's begin by thinking about a time when you did get out of your comfort zone. What did you do? How did you go about it? Were you aware that you were heading out of your comfort zone? Or did you just go along with something until it was too late and you couldn't back out? The most important thing for this exercise is to home in on how you felt about yourself afterwards, when you'd had time to think about it. If you've really pushed yourself, the immediate aftermath of getting out of your comfort zone usually involves a fair amount of shock and disbelief. It's when you've had a bit of time to process it that you reap the benefit. So pause the audio and work on prompts 1 and 2 now. Okay, so you should have just tapped into all the good feelings that come from getting out of your comfort zone. So let's talk about what you can do about that little voice that shouts louder than your desires all too often. Most of the time, that voice is telling you all kinds of stories to convince you that what you're considering is a really bad idea. It plants a seed of doubt and anxiety because it can see that you're heading for somewhere that doesn't feel comfortable, and quite frankly, it doesn't think that's on. However, the stories it is telling you are just that, stories. When you're considering doing something, it hasn't happened yet. It's in the future. So the reality is that you have no cast iron guarantee of anything happening in the future. And that's fact. I guess if you want to be really pedantic about it, you could say that you could guarantee that the sun will rise tomorrow. But in the context of what's going on in your life, guarantees are like hen's teeth. This is why you have more control than you think. Because you can choose what to believe. You can choose to believe the stories of doom and gloom and despondency that that killjoy little voice will tell you, or you can choose to write yourself a completely different story in which everything goes brilliantly and you have the best time, which is exactly what you're going to do next. I want you to think about something that you would like to do, something that you're considering but keep putting off because it scares you. It might be wise to go for something that is just a bit scary rather than absolutely terrifying at this stage. Like everything else, you'll get better at using this technique the more you do it. And the aim here is just to practice getting used to that feeling of discomfort. Okay, so what exactly is it that's scaring you about this activity? How much of that is based on absolute concrete fact? And how much is based on the story that little voice is telling you about what might happen? Now, be honest. Pause the audio here and go and write it all out as per prompts number 3 and 4. Right then. Now I want you to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Imagine all of your fear has disappeared out of the window and you're doing that activity right now. See it all unfolding perfectly in your mind's eye. Who's with you? What can you see? What can you hear? As you're doing it, how are you feeling? Remember, this is all happening absolutely perfectly. Maybe you feel a bit nervous, but excited at the same time. You're doing this thing that you've wanted to do for ages. Continue with your visualization. You finish this activity and everything went exactly as you hoped. How do you feel now? Fantastic? More confident? Can't believe you did it? If you can do that, you can do anything. Sit for a moment and really absorb those feelings. How good is that? Okay, now you're going to write all of that out. Write in as much detail as you can, paying particular attention to the feelings and emotions, and write it in the past tense, as if it's already happened. Pause the audio now and complete prompt number 5. This is a really powerful exercise. When you sow the seed of what could go right instead of what might go wrong, it puts a whole different perspective on things. When you've done this a few times and actually use it to go and become a greater you, you'll start to notice a bit of excitement underneath that scared feeling as you begin to take action. Now that excitement is telling you that the discomfort you're feeling will be worth it for how you will feel afterwards. Personally, I look out for that scared feeling now because I've come to believe that if it's making me feel a bit scared, then it's probably something that I should do. Because on the other side of it is the next step in becoming a greater me. So how do you feel about doing that thing now? It'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? Can you feel a bit of excitement alongside the fear? Okay then. So what is the first step you need to take to get the ball rolling? Go and finish off the prompts on the journal sheet, then take that step. I'm here rooting for you.